This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. This is what a high school girl had to say about how she looks. My whole life is an attempt to figure out what I actually like versus what I want to hear from other people, or wanting to look a certain way to get attention. And part of me feels cheated out of my own well-being because of that. That high school student was talking to author Peggy Orenstein. Orenstein told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel that struggle girls experience over how they're supposed to look, it starts early on, something Orenstein discovered while writing her first book called Cinderella Ate My Daughter.
You know, so much of how girls are taught to present themselves is about pleasing, is about, you know, defining femininity through being desirable rather than understanding any aspect of your own desire. And a big part of that now is being hot. You know, being hot is more important than anything. You have to be hot first. I mean, you see that everywhere, even in feminism. You know, one girl said to me, could Beyonce say what she's saying if she didn't look the way she looked? You know, do you have to be hot even before you can get a feminist message out? And hot is this just very narrow, superficial, commodified idea about what's attractive that tells girls over and over that how their body looks to somebody else is more important than understanding how that body feels to them. Whereas women of a different generation, baby boom women or Gen X women, may have seen that idea as a kind of push towards self-objectification or self-sexualization. Young women today consider and are sold that idea as confidence and power. And so one of the girls that I talked to, you know, as an example, just showed me a picture of herself in a crop top and a short skirt and high heels going out to a party. And she said, I'm proud of my body, and I never feel more liberated than when I'm wearing skimpy clothing. And a few minutes later, she said she wouldn't have worn that same outfit a year earlier because, as she put it, some jerky boy would have called me the fat girl, and that would have been bad for my mental health. And so then, you know, you have to ask, well, who gets to be proud of which body, under what circumstances, and who decides that? And how liberating can it be if humiliation lurks just around the corner?
How has this affected your own thinking about gender and what it means to be a woman versus what it means to be a man and how that's represented?
Well, I guess it affects me very much as a mother, you know. I think very hard about wanting my daughter. I try to take the long view, you know, with my daughter, particularly obviously she's not sexually active. She's in seventh grade, but I think about what I want for her. And I think about what I want for her in her sexual relationships, whether those are also intimate emotional relationships or not. I think about what I want for her in the workplace. I think about how I want her to present in the world. And so we discuss all of these things. And when we talk about how women's bodies are portrayed in the culture, you know, I want her to notice that difference. And I want her to notice that that doesn't have any connection with how their bodies feel. And I, you know, we talk about the selfie culture. We had a conversation the other day where she had gone on a field trip and out to the beach. And you know, I live in Northern California, so it's cold and nasty at the beach. And the wind was whipping and the sand was stinging. And she said, nonetheless, several of her classmates got into their bikinis, her female classmates, and took Instagram photos that they posted of the fun, frolicking time they were having on the beach. And she said, Mom, you know, that was a lie. That wasn't, why do they want to put up something about their lives that's a complete lie so that other people can think they're having a good time? And I sort of said, honey, if you can hold that thought for the next 7 years or so, I will have done my job.
I was just thinking that how great it is that she's able to recognize that in seventh grade, but it may not necessarily be the same for her when she's in 11th grade.
Exactly. I don't know. Right now, she's not on social media, so she's not being raised by it, and she's not absorbing its rules and roles for women as part of her identity. But I don't know, you know, that will not be forever. And social media is one of the things that has, I don't think it's caused any of this, but it reinforces and amplifies the ways that girls are encouraged to present. I mean, every girl knows that you're going to get more likes if you put up a bikini shot than if you put up a shot of yourself in the parka. and the likes and the comments, which are very, you know, it's a language that we don't really speak, the language of comments, but that girls know exactly what it means. If you say cute versus gorgeous versus, you know, versus, oh, you're so hot, you know, whatever. Those things all have particular shades of meaning, but they're all about how you look. The comments are always, it's always about expressing yourself. Girls talk about expressing yourself, but it's expressing yourself in how you look, not who you are, what you do, what your character is, what you're good at, what you enjoy. It's a very narrow idea of self-expression for the most part.
You've brought up your daughter a couple of times, and you even gave an example of her being able to see other girls that she goes to school with kind of fake something in order to present themselves a certain way, wearing bikinis at a freezing beach. How do you have conversations with her that, I don't know, how do you build a foundation so that these things she's thinking about now stick, that they stay with her when she's 15, when she's 20? And I'll be honest, I'm asking as the mother of a 4-year-old girl. I have no idea how to have these conversations with my daughter and how to protect her from
this.
Why
would you, though? Why would you? You know, because who had them with you? You know, so I mean, honestly, I have been talking to my daughter about these things since she was 4 years old in you know, a little 4-year-old way. Like, why do you, when we watch Despicable Me 2, you know, I don't know if you've seen that, but there's this character, it's just a random thing that I'm picking, but there's a female character who's supposed to be the strong female character in that movie. She's a detective or something. And in the whole movie, she's, first of all, her eyes are bigger than her waist. And secondly, she's wearing high heels. And through the whole movie, and at some point I said, hey, I wonder how she runs in those high heels. Doesn't a detective have to run to catch the bad guys? That's kind of weird, huh? I mean, just sort of pointing that stuff out when kids are little, for boys too, you know, I think is important. Now, honestly, that my daughter's more towards a teenager and getting to that age where a lot of kids will plug their ears and hum and run from the room if you bring up sex. What I did, I cheated, and you can cheat the same way by, you know, by listening to interviews like this. I took her to a couple of my events that I was doing for the book. She's come to a couple interviews with me, and those things open up a lot of conversation between us. And I've heard a lot of people, you know, even more than the book itself, the media that I've done around the book, like an interview like this, they listen to it with their teenagers, and it's a way to enter into that conversation. And by the time a child is in ninth grade, I think, or a rising ninth grader, they can read this book. It's accessible to them, and it's a great book to read in tandem with your child in order to discuss these issues. And, you know, you have to have an entry point. And what I found is that girls, if given the entry point, they can see things are unfair, and they are trying to struggle to figure out how to create a context that works for them, too. So we just need to give them the opportunity and kind of get over our own squeamishness about it.
Peggy Orenstein is the author of the new book, Girls and Sex, Navigating the Complicated New Landscape. She talked with Jeannie Yandel there. Orenstein also has an essay in the current issue of Mother Jones. It's called Our Barbie Vaginas Ourselves, The Troubling Divide Between Sex Positive and True Confidence.